catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday edition. That's
Friday.
Right, Friday, special Friday, preliminary final Friday, Tigers in the hunt Friday, a lot going on Friday.
You're very, very up on your toes today.
Overexcited, it's going to be huge. Whatever code you follow, big games all around Australia. Hi Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
We love Friday anyway. Ooh. We're getting closer to being allowed out of the house, at least in Melbourne. Well done, everybody. We're on the way back.
Yes.
Numbers are low. You're doing well.
Numbers are low, but, you know.
Who knows where we go from here?
I've given up, quite frankly. Happy to live in the house. I'll have to be cut out of it next week, I'm telling you
well,
right now.
You've got to be careful about that. We might have to clown you as we clown a lot of people for Clown of the Week coming
There's
up.
There's a few in there, and not least of whom, Dave.
Me?
Dave for a joke he did on yesterday's program. Oh. Will lead us
brought
off.
Brought the show to a halt.
Handbrake.
It has indeed. Hey, what else have we got? We've got kids making us look bad.
Oh, I
like
you're this
sick
segment.
Of this? There's smart kids everywhere, solving puzzles, playing chess, I was cooking on MasterChef. It's really starting to make me feel like I'm a loser. And we all know that's not true. Chick flick alert, Jane. We've got to get to it today. Well, there's a few things, lads, you need to look out for.
I'll tell you what, too. We're going to be speaking with Dave O'Neill, which is brilliant. We're looking forward to that. Yes. We've also got Vegemite dramas.
Oh.
Who leaves butter in the Vegemite jar?
I know it happens in this household.
You have no issues? It bothers me.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Really?
It looks like the Tigers. It's just a bit of yellow and black.
Oh, that's what you like. I knew there was a reason.
Go back for more.
Yeah.
Stand by, Mickey, for the veggie knife. I'll tell you all about it.
I beg your pardon?
The veggie knife. You heard it right.
Sounds like a scalpel.
It looks like a scalpel, actually. And we're talking with Sam Margin from the Rubens too. We'll catch up with him because we like to hear their new song.
We can review calls, tweets, so much more. Let's start at the beginning.
I'm already exhausted.
Yeah, I am too. Hey, well, Jane, it's a big week for you.
This week? I had Monday off. That was my RDO.
Thank you for all the comments, everyone.
Well, really? Okay.
Well, no, it's
He's
a big
already
week.
Started me on clown.
It's a big week for you because I have in my hand an advanced copy of the 2020 Ultra Tune Maxim Hot 100 list. Now, it's embargoed. Till when? I think it's next week.
Next week, yeah.
However, I have crowbarred a copy because they know how I roll.
You get a copy and I don't.
They like to run things by me before they lock anything down. And can I say, Jane, you are once again in the Maxim Hot 100 list.
Well, that's a start.
But you are not the same position as you were last year.
Jane.
Well, that can mean anything. That can mean I'm back up with Kerri-Ann Kennelly.
Yes, it could. Yes, it could.
Which is a compliment, by the way.
Well, it is. But I'm just saying that
she rates very highly.
And I'd just like to point out that your picture is on the same page as a hot chick in a bikini on a beach doing what can only be described as calisthenics.
Well, that's good for me. I'm very happy with that.
My eye doesn't go straight to you, Jane, on this occasion.
Can I see at least the picture? What picture did they
use?
Don't reveal a number, though.
No, I won't say.
It's
embargoed.
And there's a bit of a bombshell at number one, too.
Is there?
So, bombshell at number one.
So that's it. Remember, but we harass the guy.
This will be controversial.
We bring him up every year and say, well, how come why am I stuck so?
That's right. You'd be top 10.
So
you'd
have to be panicked this year.
Two years in a row, I think. What were you?
I think I was.
So scraped in the high 90s? Where were you? Do you remember?
It's not something I've given a lot of thought.
87.
Oh, well, that's shit ass.
Okay.
I hope I do better than that.
This year. Well, I don't want
to. I'm nervous now. I won't be able to.
You should be.
And the year before, you were 89. Before?
God, it's a slow crawl to the top, isn't it? It's just a
thing to be involved in. It's amazing, though, Jane.
I'd like to point out.
What? There's 100. How many women are there?
Lee Sales has also shared the page with the chicken and bikini.
Lee Sales in there too.
Well, Jay, well, I've said too much.
Oof.
You've said too much.
Well, what am I doing? It's an embargo, Mickey.
It seems like a lot of women to be in it. If it was the top 20, it'd be flattering. But top 100.
I've already awarded a number 27, a number 18, and a number. Well, it's a kind of a, it's a hard one because it's a bit of a PC list. So it's not just a straight out, get your cans out.
Oh, is it?
The criterion's right. Kind of, are you talented? Yeah. What are you bringing to the table?
Brains. Oh, talent?
Well,
how
I don't
boring.
No, it's all a bit. I like my lists a lot more straightforward, to be honest. But
last year, Jane, you beat Jessica from MAFS and Nadia Bartel.
That's not very hard to do. I beat Nadia Bartel. That's ridiculous. She's hot.
Maybe if you got a lip tattoo.
Hey, I'm thinking of that this weekend. You know how you gave me the Botox? Mm. Why don't I get a tat on my inside lip?
Do it.
And then you can just pull it out and go, look, Mickey.
What would you get tattooed?
Do you remember? I'll never forget that day.
My name.
Yes, that's what I dream of doing. Not the number of children I have. I'd have M for Mickey.
Yeah. That day.
How did we get there?
No, who could ever forget that day?
No, I'll never forget the day that Jessica from MAFS came in late to our studio, and she was pretty wound up.
She was a firecracker. Yeah.
It was like being attacked by a bear. You just had to sit there, not move, and just wait
stare.
For it all to blow over.
I've never seen you lost for words ever.
No,
you were that day.
Genuinely frightened.
Well, he did nearly get his eye poked out. I won't say how, but, you know.
I wore an eye patch for about 3 weeks.
It was dangerous.
Hey, and can we say hello to Whitney, who got a shout-out on the front bar last night?
You did too.
And you know I've
got a bit of feedback.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Whitney. Because, of course, our guest...
Chappie.
Yeah, Paul Chapman is going to be the Kyneton coach. And Whitney told us.
Which is Whitney's hometown.
Tigers.
Whitney sent
me. She's from right now.
Yeah. I said she's. It's going to help her in running for Daffodil Queen.
Oh.
Well.
So Daffodil Queen. Just what's Daffodil
My
Queen?
My lifelong dream.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Tell us what it is. Well, we're objectifying women. We may as well go.
Well, it's
line.
No Maxim 100, but it's.
Well, if you're bringing Daffodil Queen to the table. What happens? What is it?
So the biggest event of the year in Kyneton is the Daffodil Festival, which runs for a week, and at the end there's a parade and there's a Daffodil King and Queen. You get nominated.
Oh, you've got to be the Queen.
I'm going to run a campaign for you.
Me too.
I am going to be like your campaign manager.
No way.
I am going to go
Whitney.
Hard.
It's
I'm going to
time,
bribe
Whitney.
People. I'm going to go to the pie shop. I'll start at the pie shop. Yeah. Stand
you
out the
are...
front.
Daffodil Queen.
And here's the thing.
Done.
If you win Daffodil Queen, you might be able to make it to Ballarat, my hometown, and become the Begonia Queen.
Whoa.
Dizzy
she's
Heights.
Not ready for Begonia
big
Queen.
Dreams.
She's
big
not
dreams.
She's not ready for Begonia Queen. Maybe Lavender Queen at
Baby steps, guys.
All right. When does it? And when's that, Whitney?
Yeah.
Yeah, when's the daffodils out? Should be out by now, shouldn't
it's
they?
It's meant to be in September, but because of...
You'll
yeah,
win this.
It's meant to be September, but
just
because
do,
of COVID...
Just do everything
we,
I say.
We couldn't do it.
We're going to need a sash.
Okay.
You got this.
You're going straight into the Maxine list.
Happy Friday.
Two places above Jane.
Well, yes. So she should be.
Yeah,
Friday song.
Absolutely. It is a Friday song. It's the cure. We're about to do Clown of the Week, and, hey, you can get involved. 133353.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Recycled condoms.
A place called the Pink Flamingo.
Lost Emu.
Dr. Chris Brown.
Got a good reason.
I've seen you.
But it can't always be this guy.
Don't ever use the word smart with me.
Who will be...
I'm leaving.
Clown of the Week.
Dear idea. What a list. What a,
I was going to say quickly, Karen from Brighton is now just leaving Darwin. She's in by the poolside and swimming away, having a lovely time.
Not
just
in the Maxim Hot 100 list.
She's not there?
Yeah, well, she's too late.
Well, she better not be. If Karen couldn't... from Brighton beat me, I'd be really furious.
I think if you dressed a bit more provocatively, it'd probably be good for a couple
I'd
of places.
All right, I'll try.
But anyway, and by the way, you're talking to Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year. Excuse me.
You were Man of the Year.
Oh, I was going to say, who's the...
I thought it was Cole Sanderlands. Didn't he win it 1 year?
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry.
He may have won it one year. In one of the less
Actually,
popular
I do
years.
Remember that. Mm. You scrubbed up very well that year. They
I did.
A photo
I, it was
shoot
just,
with you.
Guys wanted to be me. Girls
have you still got that suit? That's is that a nice velvet
got
suit?
Got that suit down to forensics. I want to do some testing on that thing.
Man of the Year. What a
Man of the Year.
What did you get for it?
Just because, you know...
Pushing it a bit far, maybe.
Well, that's the way I roll. I'm larger than life.
And TV hits hottest man on earth, apparently.
Oh, we don't have to keep humming.
Well,
I'm
in the top 30.
93.
In 1993, I was. Yeah. So not that long ago. Hey,
all right, let's
clown,
get stuck into
it.
Clown.
Come on, and let's start with our old mate, Dangerous Dave, who on yesterday's show, you know what? I'm not going to say stay in your lane.
He was very brave.
We like what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
But we were had a conversation on the go about cows.
Yeah.
And then the deers came up.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't get to the microphone quick enough. You thought you had it covered. Have a listen to Dave's joke from yesterday.
A deer journeyed from Pyrmont to Chippendale, was being taken into custody.
Is it true that this deer had no eyes? It was blind? It was a no idea? All right.
Oh, my God. Everyone just take a minute to...
Sorry.
Dave. Had you been waiting to do that?
I had been waiting. Yeah. When you were talking about the story before the show.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no idea. Anyway. Back to you.
Sorry. Yeah. When did you come
up with that?
When did you come up with it? It's not an actual joke. That's one you've made up yourself, isn't it?
No, it's a joke. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Yeah, it's when you get them at Christmas crackers.
Yeah, no idea.
Even they would have raised their eyebrows at that. You know? I know we don't have a lot of quality control, but...
So I will stay in my
no idea.
Yeah. You Your timing was good.
When I go on tour, do you want to open for me?
Can I?
If you promise not to do that joke, you can. No idea.
I'm sorry.
We should ring people up. We're going to get you to ring people up and do the joke. Hey, when Dave O'Neill comes on, can you do the joke?
I'll do the joke when Dave
We'll do the deer. Yeah. We'll set it up.
All right.
We'll start talking about the deer like yesterday.
You're very brave. Good on you, Dave.
We'll start talking about it like we did yesterday and deer and then this and that. And then you just go, oh, guys.
I know
and
I'm working
we'll see what Dave does.
Two of Australia's greatest comedians, and I thought I'd chip in with a bad joke. So I'm going to clown myself.
Go for it.
All right. Love a pun here and there.
What else?
Oh, Bindi Irwin.
Oh, what's she done?
Well, I'm so happy for her. She's having her baby girl. But I'm very perplexed.
Last time, she keeps comparing her baby to the size of hatchling animals.
Baby animals.
The first one was a hatchling Aldora tortoise. And this week she came out and said her baby's now the size of a mountain pygmy possum.
When you look at the picture of the mountain pygmy possum, though, it's a bit creepy. It's a bit yuck.
Really?
And you've got to find a cuter little...
And there was like that sitting inside your stomach, it wouldn't be good?
Well, it looks the same as probably what's sitting inside your stomach, but when it's sort of on an ultrasound, it's not so daunting.
What trimester are you in when it's the size of a hedgehog?
Oh, yeah, you're on the third trimester, well and truly. Hedgehog size. I saw a hedgehog crossing the road the other day in a freeway.
And it feels a bit like that too, doesn't it?
It does. It's get it out of me.
It couldn't be worse.
It couldn't
hedgehog.
Be worse. That's
imagine
true.
Giving birth to a hedgehog. No. Just when you think.
Oh, that's a cesarean, mate.
that's got cesarean written all over it.
Sure has.
All right. Donald Trump? I want to do Donald Trump. Yes. We leave him alone, but you can't get away with this.
Not at the moment.
He's on tour and he's on. So just sit where this quote comes from. Yeah. He's gone back to doing his rallies with no mask on, with people packed in. Yeah. He is dancing on. He's just finished dancing on the stage to YMCA,
and
I was watching it, going, 210,000 Americans are dead.
Yeah,
there is your leader, YMCA,
dancing on your grave, basically.
Yeah, dancing on your grave because it had a young man in it. Young man, you're the best. He was like saying,
"This is just terrible."
Anyway, here's another quote from the great Donald Trump.
But it's great to be back in my home state, Florida, to make my official return to the campaign trail. See, fortunately, I'm not an old person. I'm very young, and I'm in such perfect shape. I'm in such great shape. One thing with me, the nice part, I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and them. Everybody, I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Well, at least he's not grabbing you on the pussy, so that's something, isn't it? Hey, we've got a caller. Barry's on the line. Barry, what do you want to comment on, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Just got a follow-up joke for you. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
Oh,
I don't know. What?
Still no idea.
Oh, my God.
Barry.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Barry. We've got the draft coming your way and a scores cup as well.
There's a lot of people in our team laughing at that joke, which concerns me greatly.
You're all sacked.
What the hell? So this is a no-pun show.
It's still
so...
Because
it's got no legs.
Okay, Dave, thanks for explaining to me how humour works. Did you see Dave just burst out?
He couldn't wait to correct you.
All right, 133353, if you want to get involved, you've got a beauty on the other side of this too, Joan.
I sure have. It involves the Bachelorette.
All right, Clown of the Week.
Oy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
It is Dave O'Neill. He's going to join us in the second hour. Always great when he's on the show. We've got Sam from the Rubens. We've got the new song we're going to play for you soon as well. It's Kennedy Malloy.
133353. Only call if you've got a clown. Or no more jokes, please. No more deer jokes.
No, we're done with deer jokes and
cow
jokes.
No more cow jokes. We've got a couple to get out of the way and then we're done. Yeah. Paul, yes, mate, what's your joke?
Yeah, hi. What do you call a cow with two legs?
I don't know.
Lean beef.
You nearly said ground beef.
Oh, that yeah, I nearly said that. Yeah, that was the next one.
Oh, that would
it
work
actually
too.
Made me laugh more that you stuffed it up.
But that would work too because it's on the ground.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, get on the... Get on.
Yeah, I'm ready to dump. Yeah, what is it?
Do you think he saw us?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Dave, just enjoy it.
I don't know why I like this sort of joke. A case
thank
of Brick
you,
Lane.
Paul.
A case of Brick Lane for Do You Think He Saw Us?
Yeah, not bad.
It's Glenn. Paul. Paul.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your joke?
Okay, what do you call a deer with no legs?
Well, I don't know, mate.
Doesn't matter. It won't come anyway.
You know...
Sometimes I get stuck at parties, at dinner parties, sitting next to blokes like you, Paul, and I politely laugh.
Paul, you're a good
so
egg.
So I'll do that.
We'll get you a case of Brick Lane.
Are you getting a case too, is he?
Yeah, why not? It's Friday.
Oh, but you're a good sport.
On, sorted, mate.
By the way.
Yay for you, Paul.
Get into it over the weekend.
Yeah, the drafts.
The drafts are ripper.
My favourite.
Hey,
people will be doing
all
that.
Right, Jane, yeah. You've got a story.
I have. This is something disturbing I saw last night. I was watching The Bachelorette just before I turned over to watch the front bar, mind you.
Well,
wasn't on at the same time.
Sure.
True. And I saw one of the most horrific scenes in the history of bachelorette-ing.
Oh, geez, that's a big call.
And I think they have jumped the shark. This is very, very bad. And I am clowning Pascal.
Pascal. Who's Pascal?
He's one of the knobs who's one of these guy contestants.
Yeah.
And he has said something. But another guy has dobbed him in.
Oh.
Do you want to have a listen to...
Pascal said something bad.
Said something bad about the girls, the sisters.
Oh, no.
And another guy has dobbed him into the sisters, which is just as bad, so we'll clown him too. Guido, or whatever his name is.
Agostino?
He looks like a Guido.
Well, let's get to it. So set it
have
up.
Have a listen.
So he's okay. One of the contestants telling the girls...
Yeah. I've got some information to tell you from
that's
behind the scenes.
Away.
You won't like it, but I've got to tell you.
Okay.
I'll be straight to the point. Pascal has just said a few comments that are just disrespectful, yeah. Insulting, and very shallow.
Tell me, because I...
Look, he said, which is completely untrue, could they find hotter chicks?
Okay, all right.
It just wasn't right.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me this. I'm not hurt by what he said. I need to speak to Ellie. But thank you.
Sorry,
I'm a bit
burnt
up. I'm pissed off.
Isn't that terrible? That's
Dirty Paul and he's broken the bro code.
Yeah.
And so are the producers, actually. The producers
that's
broke
manna
the code.
From heaven. I mean, that's what the show's set up for, isn't it?
Oh,
I would have thought.
That's disgraceful anyway. No, I don't know how that's going to end up because he stormed off. They're dropping like flies, these blokes.
Are they good-looking girls? I mean, I think that's part of it.
They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous girls, and this is what Becky was one of the most loved last year. You know, with the astrophysicist.
Was Matt Agnew.
Yeah, so she was dropped by him at the last legs, and everybody fell in love with her, and she became Australia's.
What are they? Can they just get a new cast? Why do they pay these people have to get another crack
at it? I have no idea. Why don't you get somebody who hasn't been on the telly before?
Give me some fresh meat.
I agree.
Why is there two bachelors? Bachelorettes. Why?
I don't know. I think they thought it was a good idea at the time, but it doesn't appear to be because it's too confusing. I don't get it.
Are these girls as hot, as easy on the eye as they are generally supposed to be?
Beautiful looking girls. They're not the traditional looking girls I would have thought that you would choose as a bachelorette.
Not the traditional.
Right.
Just more.
No,
I would say. More idiosyncratic.
I'd say they're more. I would say
girl next door.
More relatable girls, girl next door, more country
more
girls.
Personality.
Not country girls. No, I don't
great
say that. I'll get in trouble with Whitney. I'm not saying that.
She's the old daffodil queen.
She's a daffodil
worry
queen.
About that.
They're from Parks, you know, so they're representing Parks.
Well, what happens now? Does Pascal go home? Who goes home? What happens?
He's gone. He said, I'm going home. Good luck.
He said, I'm gone. They're not hot enough.
No, well, they called him out.
Yeah.
They said, you can piss off.
Well, I tell you what,
they got rid of him.
And I wouldn't get – that guy has dobbed him in. He's a snake in the grass.
He is a snake in the grass.
Snitches
I keep calling
stitches.
Him Guido, but
stitches.
He's in huge trouble.
He wants to get out soon too. I
would say he's got it. But they what a
white hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, talk about cutting another bloke's lunch, see off the competition, ingratiate yourself to –
No, you can't do that.
No.
A bachelorette 6 out of 10, is that what you're calling it, Joan?
No, that's not me. Hey, you're as bad as he is. Don't put words in my mouth.
I said a bachelorette 6 out of 10, which is still I'm on the bachelorette code. I'm not on the general women.
Okay.
Shut up now, Mick. Okay, now, what have you got on the story? Eh?
Well, I have got a story that's very interesting to me because a recent Chinese study found that men with deep voices are more likely to cheat on their partners. Mm. I was going to ask Mickey what you think about that.
Hey, Janie. Feels so good, right? You have no idea how it feels for me right now.
Oh, stop.
You like it like that? I bet you do. Don't you, sugar bunny? Closer, you say? Closer. Oh, baby. You know you want a piece of Mickey. Mickey.
Did I call you Sugar Bunny?
Yes, I was about to say.
Did you just call me Sugar Bunny?
Oh, my God. I've got tears.
That's not the way I operate. Everyone knows I'm a...
Really?
I'm a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing...
That's just extraordinary.
Whatever. But, you know. Okay. Hey, well, what are we doing now?
We're going to go to a song and we're going to come back with a
no more jokes,
flick
people.
Alert.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Which, by the way, you can follow us on Instagram at Kennedy Malloy. Same on Twitter, Facebook, across all the socials. Get involved.
Yep, do it on the app.
Well, you go to Kennedy Malloy.
Do we have an app?
We do have an app, yes.
Oh,
yeah, sure do.
See. I'm smart.
Yeah, we have one.
My boys are smarter than me when it comes to technology.
No.
You know, they set up my TV. They reprogram my remotes. They speak to Will Todd directly from Queensland while they...
They set you up.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good.
They're very smart boys.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Well, it must happen somewhere.
I'm sick of smart kids. There seems to be a glut of children who are making us all look stupid.
Currently there are. You know how much I love cooking.
You know those kids who get ahead of themselves and you just go, probably again, good on you, little Jeffrey. Yeah. And you go, for 5 minutes with you. That's all I need. I will shake the confidence out of you.
Have you copped any Junior MasterChef? You'd be a great mentor, by the way.
No, because my boys, seriously, it's Milo sandwich and then a fight over, you know, the Vegemite v honey.
Yeah.
That's as complex as it gets in our house.
Mm.
You mentioned honey. So the Junior MasterChef kids, I've never seen anything like it. They're unbelievable cooks. So they had a challenge the other night. They had to cook a dish using honey. And I thought, honey, soy, chicken
sticks.
It's
got toast written all over it. Honey, toast. Well, I'm done.
Exactly. Honey, soy, chicken. That'd be.
Honey, soy, chicken.
And I thought that was pretty sophisticated. Wow. That's what I do. Have a listen to what these 10 to 14-year-olds are doing with bloody honey.
A chicken tagine with pearl couscous and flatbreads.
A spiced honey and apple glazed duck breast with a caponatina and spiced honey glazed apples.
I've got a honey sponge, the honey cream and the ruby chocolate bubblegum.
A peach and honey coulis, a ginger walnut crumb and some honey twirls.
So I've made a honey and vanilla ice cream. Spiced strawberries and a spiced strawberry sauce.
Made a honey trifle, honey sponge, creme anglaise, pomegranate poached pears, honey cream, and pistachios and pomegranate.
Jesus Christ.
What? Can't you just make a honey sandwich?
Yeah.
What about honey on a crumpet?
What can you do with honey? I prefer Mick Jagger's approach.
What's that?
Well, he used to put some on his penis so bees would sting it and it would swell, making it larger. It's in the book.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm just reporting. By the way, I don't want to see that on Junior Masters. Okay?
We know what's happen if they get a bee sting.
That is unbelievable. Those kids are way too smart.
That is so annoying.
They're
way too smart.
They're gonna
give us a call too if you've got any smart kids or know of any smart kids.
Here's a good one for you. Yeah. Boy 12 discovers rare dinosaur. Why can't my boys do that? 12-year-old boy made the discovery of a lifetime when he found a dinosaur skeleton dating back 69 million years.
Jeez.
I think it was Cher's skeleton. I'm just going to keep doing it.
When you're out in the backyard, it's slugs, it's those creepy sort of, one of those caterpillars that sort of roll up into each other.
My boys pick up a shell and throw at each other. No, thanks a lot. You are hopeless. What about the saint? There's a saint there. A 15-year-old computer whiz who's now dead, but he's about to become a saint. Yeah, 15 years old and he's a saint.
How does that? I didn't even think they were still making saints.
I was 30 when I was Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some kids, they just get off the blocks too early. They're out in front. 1-3-3-5-3.
Well, I'm interested in that.
Oh, what have you got? Have you got something?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just looking at him again. I think that was, I think that's what we've got. We'll go to some callers.
Let's go to some callers. How smart is your kids? Are they too smart? Are they, what do you call them, a prodigy?
Yeah.
Have they done anything?
Gifted.
Have they covered you in glory? Are they nerds like the kids on MasterChef? Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
So we're talking for child prodigies.
Yes, I just cannot believe how clever the kids are on Junior MasterChef. I'm blown away. And we wanted to hear if you, not just cooking, do you have an annoying gifted child?
There was some kid the other day who's got now a planet named after him. He discovered, This kid's found, a 12-year-old's found a dinosaur skeleton, which is 69 million years old. He's now
good on
giving speeches down at the Explorers Club. My boys are at home writing their name in wee. Doesn't feel like I've kind of got onto it. What's your kid doing? Are they a future genius? We want to know.
We might have a theme here.
Tony's on the line. Tony, your son is showing signs of prodigy-like behaviour.
Oh, definitely. He was around about 3-4 years of age, and there was that kindergarten childcare, and he wanted to go down to water slide.
Yep.
And they don't have water slide there, so he climbed to the top of the slide. Dropped his pants, done a whopping great big wee, then slid on down.
That's ingenious, isn't it?
That kid, watch that kid. He could go on to either be Prime Minister of Australia or knock down the Twin Towers. Either way, he's got a big future.
Or an Olympic swimmer.
Did you know that was a thing that Olympic swimmers used to do? It's not officially cheating. But Olympic swimmers, when there was a big rivalry, they would stand on the blocks and they would deliberately break. So it'd be a false start. So bang them in the water and then you swim under the rope and get in your competitor's lane and wee.
Oh, is that right?
And they then would have to, you'd have to go, it's true, it's documented in a book, and then you'd have to go back for the restart and the guy
and
on the block
knows
he has to jump through the other guys.
It's all psychology.
I would have gone number twos myself. just to really egg home the psychological advantage.
Again, not a great mentor, I wouldn't have thought. Hey, let's go to Michael Australia.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony. Hey, Michael.
Oh, hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Yeah, tell us about your daughter.
Well, my daughter's 8, and about 2 years ago she was reading Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, and she got so inspired by it that she wanted to go around Australia and start meeting some of the people and actually interviewing them and doing a TV series and then showing it around at schools and showing it on Channel 31 here.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
How good.
Now, how does she travel? Do you go with her?
Yes, no. We're actually, we do all the filming ourselves, so we all travel together, the family.
Yeah.
How fantastic.
And then she plays it. We play it at schools and
This is a great thing to do. Okay, who's she interviewed?
She's interviewed Matt Moran. She's interviewed Maggie Beer.
Another great South Australian.
Yep.
Nicola Forrest.
Great.
She's interviewed Dr. Katrina Wallace.
This is fantastic.
This should be on prime television.
What I like about this is she identified something she wanted to do, and you've made it possible for her to do it.
And as a family.
And she loves it, but it's as much for other young children her age. To show them how they can get started and what advice that, these people who have done it and can pass on their knowledge to young children. So she's got a web page that people can look up and go
I have one problem with this story, that you're making us all look bad, Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fantastic. You know, she could grow up to be the next Yarn event. Yeah, you know, correct. She could do. She could be at the United Nations doing stuff. Well done, Michael.
Great story.
That's a.
We won't give you beer, but what else have we got up our sleeve, Dave?
I don't know.
Like that.
What about thanks to Virgin Australia, return domestic economy flights for you and a friend, maybe your daughter, Michael.
You take your daughter. You could travel interstate and get some interviews. What do you reckon?
You want
there
it?
You go.
That'd be fantastic. We really appreciate it.
You got it. And it's of course 12 months validity, so you can take your time. Thanks to VirginAustralia.com. Another one of those giveaway coming up soon.
All right. Well done, Michael. Gee, we got more than we bargained for there, didn't we? Cameron's on the
line. We did.
Cameron, bring us back down to earth, will you? What's your kid been up to?
Yeah, my boy's three, Hudson, obviously clearly walking and talking at a supermarket checkout.
Yeah.
He needs to kneel down onto the ground all fours, pick a chocolate up with his mouth like a dog and a bone and crawl out of the store barking.
Ah, well done.
Well, you must be proud.
Ah, that's gold.
Unbelievably. I got him a bone as well.
You should get him a cushion. Good. That is, seriously.
That's cute.
A three-year-old on all fours barking as he departs the store.
Yeah.
Well, we all know where he's headed.
Yeah. That's a case of Brick Lane, by the way.
Hey, well done. Case of Brick Lane for you.
Yeah.
And Caroline's on the line. Now, Caroline, it's not so much how smart your kid is, it's more how dumb you are, isn't it? Am I right?
Yeah. I'm clowning myself as clown of the week.
Oh, you're late entry
and
for
Jay,
clown.
You're going to friggin' love this.
Yeah,
brother.
I'm sure I will.
What happened?
Let's go, sister.
My son, very sick, 1.5 years old, fever, and I've run Vermont Medical Centre. And they go, we don't have a Lachlan on the record. And they go, the only person we've got on the record is Best a Boy, which is your dog. So I friggin' checked my son into the bloody vet instead of the doctor's.
Okay. That is something to be enormously.
Okay. I think that's okay
depression.
As long as you didn't have your child put down. I think that would be the only time we could say you've gone too far. Well done, Caroline. There's some smart
kids
in there. Give us a call. Drop us a line.
Yeah.
Let us know. Send us a tweet.
That's it. 133353 is the number. Hey, I'm going to play a song from the Rubens.
So this is the Rubens. This is Gadinsky, I believe, is the stable operator here. What do we know about the
Rubens?
Bunch
of brothers.
They've done some live stuff for us before,
haven't they? They've played on this very show.
Great. I love them.
So they've got a new record coming out.
Rock. I think they were supporting
The Boss.
The Boss. The Business.
What an honour. Well, they've got a new album coming out called 0202, but this is the song we're going to play for you right now called Time of My Life. And we're going to check in with Sam from the Rubens right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sam from the Rubens on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Sam. Yo. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you all doing?
Good, Sam. That feels like a real different... Well, for me, it feels like a different direction for you. I really like that song. It's great, as all your other music is, but that's a really great song, Time of My Life.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's hard to know whether you're taking a new direction or not until you play for people and they're like, oh, congratulations, that was a ballsy move. And you're like, oh.
Sam, you don't want to die wondering, mate. You may as well have a crack. Yeah. Now, where are you right now? I heard a rumour you're in Perth and you're in quarantine. Am I right?
I'm in quarantine, yeah.
You'll never get out of there. They're pretty strict.
Yeah, once you're in, you're not getting out.
And it's just standard procedure. You haven't tested positive or have you had a COVID test?
I just did one, literally, like, I just got home from doing my one after 11 days of quarantine. You have to do it.
Oh, you do
too. How'd you go? You don't know yet?
Don't know yet.
Yeah, I've got a bad feeling about this. I've got a really bad feeling about this. The COVID test, it's not, I've had one. It's not great, is it? They've got like a... It's about 2 foot long, straight down the shore.
Don't tell people that. You tell people that it's easy and it doesn't matter, it's invasive, it hurts.
It does hurt.
Come on, Sam. Have you been in a hotel or have you been in a home sort of lockdown situation?
A home, my mother-in-law's place, which is good. So I've got like the prison workout going on.
Then you got the good food, I'm hoping, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, 100%.
Now, congrats on the song. Are you like a caged beast at the moment? Jane's got a theory that a lot of new music's being written because people can't go out and tour and get on the road. Well, is that how it's working for you guys?
We'd already kind of written our album. Like, we were good. I reckon we'll see next year whether people are actually going to be creative now or whether they just watch playing PlayStation and stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty hard to pull it out of nowhere.
So when will you have an album out?
It's coming out 12th of Feb, 2021.
Cover art. Tell me what the cover art is, please.
The cover art is blue. It's like a real beautiful blue, and then it's got 0202 written across it, super simple.
Wow.
Yeah,
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait. I do. And because why has vinyl made such a big comeback? Can someone, like, I'm a music nerd.
It's huge in my house.
Everyone's buying albums again. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, totally. And it is because of vinyl. I mean, no one's buying CDs. I don't know, do they make them still? Is vinyl or digital?
I've got an 8-track at home.
I can see the appeal. Oh, yeah, nice.
Hey, Sam. Good on you, mate. Thanks for checking in. We'll look forward to your progress. Maybe when all this is over, you guys can come in and play live for us like you did last time, which was a real treat, and we loved it. We'd love to help you out with a new album, O2 coming out soon.
Yeah. Well done, Sam.
And thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam from the Rubens there. Feb 12 is when the new album will drop, O2. That's a really good song, by the way. This is Kennedy Malloy. We did the Song Whisperer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here he comes.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Is Sam still there or is he gone?
One of our producers is talking to him.
Okay. Yeah. No, don't worry about it. We've got to get him to hang around, but I just plowed on ahead. Sure. If I didn't know what I was doing. All right. What's the give us the synopsis, please, Jay.
Here you go. TED 01 DART, Falcon 9, Saturn 5.
Don't like these words.
Columbia Orbiter, Soyuz, Pegasus, Bottle, Big Cat with Impaired Hearing.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Idiot radio producer. About that?
I have nothing.
So I'm going to go with space. It's space. Bowie.
Oh, Space Oddity.
This is ground control to Major Tom. Yes. I'll have a slab of Brick Lane.
Yeah.
I'd like a trip for two.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Virgin, yeah.
Not today, Mickey. That's not right.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, all right. You have a crack and see which way you know this
all
will
all right.
Good.
What about Elton John, Rocket Man?
Why? Because I'm a rocket man. That was when he was writing good songs.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Great song.
Rocket Man! Mickey!
Oh, no. Don't ruin it. And Song Whisperer, am I correct?
And it's going to be a long,
long time.
You are not correct. No!
I always preferred the William Shatner version of this.
I'm a rocket man.
I tell you what, we'll get that. We'll find that during the break. Yeah. Check on Dave quickly. Yeah, have you got a...
What about Spaceman? The Killers.
I hope it's that. I'd like to play that song.
Song.
I'll tell you what, if it's,
not The Killers, sorry. I'm disappointed that it's not The Killers, but it's not.
1-3-5-3, get on board.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is it, people. The last hour of the show for the week before we head into prelim final night.
Bang.
Good luck to all the teams playing around Australia in all codes. May the best team win, and may that be the Tigers. Hey, before that, let's get over the weekend review. It's packed to the gunnels again with the good stuff.
It certainly is. Lots of good stuff there. And I might have a bit of an update on Vegemite and a specific knife that is going out to solve a huge problem that people find in their jars.
And I've got a chick flick alert. So stand by, everyone. Right. Yes, there's trouble brewing. Things you need to know, lads. Mm. Don't get fooled into these. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Yes, here he comes.
This is a weird one, Song Whisperer.
It is.
Bizarre.
We both thought
it's a little different.
Give us the synopsis again, please.
Yeah.
The TED 01 DART, the Falcon 9, Saturn 5, Columbia Orbiter, Soyuz, Pegasus, Bottle, Big Cat with Impaired Hearing.
Okay. And Jane, you guessed Rocket Man.
I did.
Which version? The Elton John version?
The Elton John version, yeah.
I would like to have a go at the William Shatner version. See if that comes up. Have you got that?
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Back home. Oh, no.
I'm a rocket man.
All right.
He's so cool.
It is cool. Would you call that spoken word?
Yeah. Yes, I would. I would call it. Yeah.
It's a bit jazzy, isn't it? A bit beatnik.
A little bit jazzy, clubby. Yeah.
All right. I like the style. Okay, let's get into it, people. Michelle, where are you, by the way, Michelle?
I'm in my car driving down to Normanville for a caravan.
You're road tripping. Are you road tripping?
Oh my God.
Yes,
oh my God. I would dream of that. Yeah. If I was allowed out of the house, the first thing I'd do is get in a car, put some driving music on. What's your driving music, Dave? Born to Be Wild?
Sure.
A bit of Born to Be Wild.
Of course,
I'd put on a bit of Born to Be Wild.
Bad
I'd
to the bone.
Wide the windows down. Bad to the bone.
Oh, let me get set the picture. Mickey's in the car.
Windows down. It's an old Tirana.
Oh,
I've got my elbow out. I'm getting trucker's arm. I'm semi-headbanging as we carve our way through the Adelaide Hills on the descent into Adelaide.
Mickey!
To watch the toys go bonkers! I have done the drive over there for that. Hey,
is this a similar trip to yours, Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, very.
Nothing wrong with caravan. Caravanning is underrated.
I agree.
I reckon there's nothing better. Can't wait to get the boys out and plonk them in the caravan and go swimming in a
river. Sleep under the stars.
That's it. Get tinier in the showers. So many things to really enjoy. Thongs on, boys. Thongs on. Okay, Michelle, what's your song?
Man on the Moon by R.E.M.
Oh, good guess. Underrated song. Haven't heard this in ages.
Underrated. Why don't we play this before? We should have same area, but this is a ripper.
So you know
great
what?
Song. Mm. I'm going to say it. This is going to be my karaoke song.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. If you see me out on the traps,
sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Hey,
Andy
Kaufman in the wrestling
sense.
Match. Yes. It's not correct.
No,
I know.
So
case
close.
Of Bricklane, though.
I think I'm onto it, though. I think I'm onto you.
Sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. And her husband, they can enjoy Brick Lane.
Brick Lane
on the road, on their road trip in the caravan.
Millennium Falcon, could that be a clue?
Interesting.
Could that be a clue?
Star Wars.
Yeah. It's that's more of a ship. These are more projectiles.
Oh, what about a about I
think our next caller might have it.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Let's go to Nikki.
Hey,
Nikki.
Guys, how are ya?
Yeah, you sound
you're
nice
upbeat,
and up.
Nikki.
Love it.
Wow.
Happy?
I just heard Rocket Man by, William Shatner. I'm on top of the world.
Where are you from, Nikki?
I'm from Frankston, Mick.
Well, you know I'm Frankston's favourite son, don't you?
I do know you're Frankston's favourite son. I'll be their favourite illegitimate daughter.
Jeez,
hang on.
You could well be.
Hang around. Yeah,
who knows? If there's ever put a statue up in the Civic Centre, I think it should be me.
Okay.
Right. Nikki, lobby the government down
there. Councillors. There's actually elections happening at the moment. I'm not voting for them unless they put a statue of Mick Malloy in Frankston.
Well done, Nikki. You could be my first lady. The first lady of Frankston.
Nikki.
Okay,
Nikki
what's
from
the song?
Frankston.
I reckon it might be Rocket by Def Leppard. Rocket!
Rocket. Okay. I think we're in the terrain.
I think Nikki is very much in the terrain.
She's smart.
It's correct.
Smart, funny, clever, comes from Frankston.
Hey, Nikki, thanks to Virgin Australia, you've got return domestic economy flights for you and a friend to anywhere in Australia on the Virgin network. Congratulations to
that?
You.
Holy moly, that's amazing.
Isn't that great?
You're going.
Well done.
Hey, so Whitney here, she's from Kyneton, and she's put a hat in the ring for the Daffodil Queen. What's Frankston have? What do they have? Like drip tray queen or something? Or?
Yeah, we'd have the drip tray queen. Absolutely.
Well, get yourself a sash. I'm voting for you.
You can be Nikki's queen.
Congratulations, Woo-hoo. Nikki. The prize is yours with 12 months validity. Take your time planning where you want to go. VirginAustralia.com. Enter online to KennedyMalloy.com.au for your chance to win. Up next, Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And joining us now, he's a friend of our show. It's Dave O'Neill.
Hello, David.
Yes, good.
How
afternoon.
Are you? End of another week. What was the highlight for you?
The highlight is that people are getting ready for Halloween.
Really?
How
do you do Halloween? I would have just thought that's an instant no Halloween this year. How do you send your most precious possession, your children, and go, I want to send you to every house in the neighbourhood? But we were supposed to be in lockdown.
Zoom, mate.
Zoom Halloween.
Now, I don't know. There's people putting up like fake graveyards and spider webs, and I'm setting up a wet market in my front yard.
You know, you're speaking to a giant nerd on this show who does it every year, Jane Kennedy.
Yeah. Hello. I have a graveyard. I've got like polystyrene headstones.
Wow.
Have you ever got the dry ice out?
I haven't, but I've got the speakers out, the big woofers out into the street, and I've looped from YouTube haunting, scary music. Wow. And some kids were so scared they were crying before they came in. I thought, done. Yes.
Yeah.
Success.
Yep. See, but that's not really a wet market where, you know, trick or treat, you can get some goat testicles or something. And I also have the Wuhan bat who's living with me at the moment. I've got the actual bat. I've got a bat puppet who's part of my Zoom geeks. Do you want to say hello to him? Hang on. Oh. Hello, everybody.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard you do an impression of a bat before.
Someone has been in lockdown too long.
I'm actually holding the puppet. Are you okay? I want you to know that.
Are you okay?
Hang on, he's got a message. The Wuhan bat's got a message for Donald Trump. What is it, Wuhan? Stay positive.
Wow.
Wuhan's pretty funny.
Wuhan bat. What gender is Wuhan bat?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Hey, Dave, I've got a joke for you.
I'll set you
good.
Up.
Good.
So you got a bat. Have you ever had a deer? You know, like a deer?
No.
Yeah, because there's deers running around.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard of a deer with no eyes, Dave? It's no idea.
Oh, Dad.
Thank you for the appropriate reaction.
That joke on our show yesterday.
Live. Yeah. We had to deal with that.
Real handbrake.
We nearly got taken off. We're on 54 stations and 50 of them
terrible.
Said, seriously. Okay.
What was that song you were just playing?
It's Def Leppard, yeah.
Thank you. It was Rocket.
Would it kill you to play a bit of Kaja Goo Goo Too Shy occasionally?
I was, we were talking about because of having a one-armed drummer.
Is that you or the puppet speaking? That was your era because you played with a bass guitar with it strung up very high.
Level 42, mate. Level 42.
Level 42. Jane, what was your story about the one-armed drummer?
Highly strung. Oh, I was going to say highly strung. The one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
Yes.
He still, was playing in that track, wasn't he? Not Dave?
He was indeed. Yes.
Rick Allen's in there. Yeah.
Are you getting value for money there? I mean, is there a point where you have a band, you get the band together, and you go, mate?
Oh, he's got an amazing rig set up.
I don't
want to.
Don't want to.
It's very hard.
It's pretty hard for me.
You want him to retire because he had a terrible accident.
Give him a cowbell or something. But you go, mate, drumming's not your thing.
You've got to hold the bell and ding it. You can't do that either.
A percussionist, like Haircut 100, had a percussionist and a
drummer.
That's
true. See, you are stuck in that era, mate. Now, I just quickly want to get back to Halloween. So, will you let your kids go out in the street and actually get the
Gary? What about Gary? Would you let Gary go?
He'll go out the window.
I'm going to let one or two go out.
I just gave him a motorbike helmet last year. I said, put that on.
That's fun.
Look like you're robbing a 7-Eleven. Off you go. See you later.
That makes sense. That's
the problem with Halloween is that the lollies are not good quality. No one's going and getting Alan's party mix.
Yeah.
They're going to the $2 shop and getting... We got some lollies last year said made in Cambodia. Now, good on them.
But you know why?
If anyone's got a review... Sorry, go on. Yep.
Oh, it's because they all now have to bloody be woke and individually wrapped, so... You can't get your bag of mix. You can't get your bananas or your mates or anything like that. Or it's all got to be wrapped.
Take it from
to the wet market. You can get snake blood.
I just love the fact that you've done a food review for Halloween, Dave. When it comes to lollies and the chicken and the biscuit just didn't. What would you give out? What would you give out? What would be in your little hamper for the kids?
Me? Mm. I think we had wrapped lollies, but I want to give them minties or something that way they look, or country mints. I want to give them country mints. Or butter menthols. Or throaties.
Fisherman's friends. Here's some fisherman's friends, kids. Now, piss off.
Panadol.
Anything else?
Give it to your parents.
Now you're giving too many people ideas. Hey, how are you coping? Because we're still in restricting, we're in lockup still.
Terrible.
How are you coping? You're in Melbourne.
Yes,
you're
terrible.
On the home stretch.
We're the COVID state, and our premier said you can meet another house in the park up to five of you, and so I've nominated the House of Slytherin. So we're going to hopefully Malfoy and Snape will turn up. And
yes.
How's the podcast going, buddy?
It's good, it's good. The one with Glenn's going well.
Yeah, yeah. And I got a mention there the other day. Have we got that?
Yeah, crowd? But he cut you out. He cut you out because he was too worried about talking about you wearing a nappy to a party.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh well, that was the other one. Now he's got me involved in some manscaping.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a listen.
Have you ever had your eyebrows plucked?
I can't remember. I don't know. I've had them cut.
I did a film years ago with Mick Malloy.
Boytown.
And we had to look. And if you want to look younger, here's a tip for all you guys out there aging. You pluck the underside.
Oh, really?
Not the top side, the underside.
Is that true, Jane?
I've never heard it before, but it's fascinating to me, and I've been thinking about it. And I'm looking at all you guys and all your brows. And well, James is only 22, so.
How did that come up? How did that come up, Dave?
We're trying to work out how connected narcissism and eyebrows is. There's a connection between those two things. And so, I mean, there's only so much you can say about eyebrows. But Glenn's obviously very into grooming. You know what I mean?
He doesn't seem like a groomy kind of guy to me.
He does. He's immaculately turned out.
Yeah.
He always looks fresh and clean.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
What are you saying?
I think the words fully waxed come to mind.
It takes a team of eight men to fully wax Glenn Robbins. So actually, I've shared a room with him on golf trips.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought I was pulling up a rug.
The beach house with him and Peter Rosethorne, and he just turned around, he's just nude looking out the window. Like, what's that all about?
The day that you boys do not talk about either of you or anyone you know or Glenn Robbins nuding up, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss that day.
I am going to miss it. It's all a bit of harmless fun.
Hey, always a pleasure to speak to you. What do you want to plug? Have you got anything? Are you doing anything apart from... Where's the puppet? I want to say goodbye to Wuhan.
Goodbye, Mick.
See you, Wuhan.
He got a letter. He wants to tell me his letter. I got a letter that said, thanks for bringing COVID from Dan. Dan Andrews? No, Dan Murphy.
Okay.
He's got a million of them.
Stay where you are and stay on the line. One of our counsellors will talk to you during the break.
Dave O'Neill joining us there. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Week in Review is coming up real soon, put together by Maddie Dower. You are listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Rebel Wilson straight up the list. She's rocketing.
That's all I'm saying.
I've still got the
maximum. Oh, is she really?
I can't give away too much because it's embargoed, but, you know, I mean, it must be.
Where I am, my number, because I'm dying to know.
Hulk, you know what? It's not about winning.
No, you're not allowed to say.
It's not about winning.
Yes, it is.
It's just about competing.
Am I ahead of Gladys?
She's in there.
You're in the ballpark. You're in the ball, you know.
What about Anastasia?
I think you're in the thinking man.
I'm higher than
you're
those
kind
girls.
Of, if I could describe it as the thinking man section.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're in there. And you should be very, very proud of your achievement. Hey, we mentioned all the proud of your achievement you've related to Maxine. Just listening to myself talk.
I am. Actually, it does make me happy.
Well, good on you.
Take it.
It is a big weekend, to be honest, because
prelim sport.
Footy's on.
Footy sport. And, of course, the big one.
Bathurst,
which is, as I said, in my circles, a very big day. Some consider it to be like Christmas Day.
Yeah.
They set themselves up. And this one in particular, because normally it's a day in front of the telly, but when you're in a lockdown situation, this becomes possibly your favourite day of the year.
Yep.
It's significant because it might be the last one for Holden, at least in their current configuration.
Yep.
And it could be the last one ever for Dave Reynolds, I'd say. This could be his last. Oh, but he's about to have a baby. I mean,
he doesn't
realise it. I'll buy his car off him. No.
No. Are you saying that his beautiful girlfriend is not going to let
him? No, I'm just saying that life changes. I go around buying all my friends' golf clubs when they have babies. I'll give you $200 for it.
No, but you're the Lord of Doom, surely.
Well, that's the way it rolls. And did they post something about their baby?
Oh, yeah, yesterday on Instagram. Yeah. Where he was talking to the belly. Well, here it is.
Your mother's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But she goes crazy from time to time.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Why did you never do anything like that? Why didn't Jane? Why didn't you ever post a picture of Rob Sitch kissing your belly and saying your mother's image beautiful?
Well, by the time I was pregnant with twins, I was going, get these out of me. Everybody stay away from me. Get away. Don't touch me. Get me to the hospital.
I would have given anything to be around as the date neared. Oh, it would have been
fun. I wasn't a good patient.
You were a great mother and still are.
Well,
all right, what are we doing? We're coming back with
Week in Review is up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a shout out to Matt Dow. He's on the pots and pans.
Ready.
He does a great job in the. You know, he works long hours, cutting the show together.
I like his golf voice. His golf voice.
I did too. I was going to say some excellent voices. A soccer voice, an excellent one there too.
I bet she's popped it in the best of. Here we go. Right.
Here it comes. The Week in Review.
The week started with Mick speculating as to Jane's whereabouts.
No, Jane.
She gave us plenty of notice. She's got
I blessings. Did give her a $500 gift voucher for Botox. And I just wonder if she's finally decided.
Like healing time?
These days they put a bucket on your head too.
Dangerous Dave revealed details of his wife's birthday celebrations.
We had Indian. But I tell you what, we had more than enough.
What's wrong with you?
Because we had it and they had leftovers the next day.
Wait, did they split the bill?
Well, I still had one menu log voucher left over. Because I bought it before 6 p.m, we got 10% off as well.
Lenny's on the line.
Dave, man, how the hell are you still married? You are the tightest individual I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I am in Australian radio, man.
Nerilee Meadows joined us off the back of the Wallabies All Blacks Bledisloe draw.
13-3 in the second half, had the final kick of the game. It was unbelievable.
And they've got to go to Eden Park. This is how we fight back. When they do the haka, we respond with a nut book. That will get in their mental kitchen.
Have you been paying attention? Tom Gleisner called in.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. They're doing the series Northern New South Wales.
In the Wollumbar.
If you're going to be on it and you're coming from anywhere that's got half a case, you have to quarantine for about 14 days. Producers, they're so desperate. They're chasing talent from the Gold Coast. Apparently there's no restrictions on travel between those two places. Gold Coast celebrities are basically bikies, strippers or members of the Irwin family. It doesn't leave you a lot of room to move.
Jane was back on deck Tuesday.
Hello, everybody. Great day God. Off. Had an RDO.
Yeah, well, I didn't get enough notice. You only gave me 3 days notice.
Yeah.
Oh, last time I like gave that? You an hour and a half.
Yeah, I remember.
And shared with us Bindi Irwin's latest pic of her ever-increasing animal-sized baby bump.
She says, baby girl is doing great. Every time we get an ultrasound, she's incredibly energetic and always moving around.
Revealing the baby is now the same size as a mountain pygmy possum. He previously compared the baby to the size of a hatchling Aldabra tortoise.
Oh,
call me back, but it's the size of a wombat.
Callers shared their disappointing travel destinations.
Cairo, what an absolute dump.
The pyramids, like, disappointing.
Like when they're on the edge of Sunbury.
Coney Island looks fabulous. Then you walk amongst it, you realise only one ride in 10 works. The derelicts have used them as a toilet.
Tomato festival in Spain. It was the shittest thing I've ever done.
Late 80s, Fiji's Colonel Rambuga had taken it over, so the coup had started.
That'll kill your buzz on a holiday.
Stonehenge was just a big pile of rocks.
Stonehenge! I was on my way to Bath and I went there and there was a pagan ceremony going on.
Okay.
It's not normally like me, but I said, come on, everyone, let's clean up and get a job. They were literally wearing goat pelts.
Game of Thrones.
Throwing urinal cakes at them. Just going, come on.
It's got to be bad if that's what you say.
You don't want to get downwind of a pagan ritual. Let me tell you.
We interrupted lockdown handyman Andy Lee in the middle of attaching a vacuum holder to the wall.
It's not even a new Dyson.
So I was a little bored in lockdown.
You are bored.
Sad.
I'm impressed that you can use a drill, though.
See, now all our female listeners are going, see, he just gets better and better. We know he was Bachelor of the Year. We know he's funny, he's entertaining. And now, around the house, he's probably got the tool belt on.
Andy writes kids' books.
Nothing but the tool belt, Mick.
Come on.
Mick sparked some trouble at home on Wednesday.
I ring my twin boys up, Fred and Lenny.
Yeah.
Put it on speaker.
Mm.
I had this fantastic dream. Lenny, Fred was fat as a house. He couldn't keep up with us when we were walking, so we just tore off. Then he couldn't get on his bike. He was that fat. We're laughing. I'm going, Fred. And their mother pointed out Fred had run off to the room bawling.
Yes, of course, because if you say a kid's fat,
he's
it's
a little
just...
boomba in my dreams.
Don't say that.
And Jane's dream took a Stefanovic turn with Carl and his wife.
You know what it was?
Pete Stefanovic.
He wasn't lurking anywhere. We were looking at a bed, but it was like an outdoor bed.
Jane.
An outdoor bed?
They're going, do you like the new bed? And it was round.
Did you make love?
Round? No.
Bad.
It was more an interior design dream.
You just said it was outside.
It was.
Well,
I was
how can
doing
it be interior design if you're...
Good point.
Because it's still styling of their outdoor entertaining area.
You're having an orgy on a round bed that's outside. Yeah.
Dad-to-be Dave Reynolds joined us ahead of this year's Bathurst.
Dave, pull a finger out. We'll all be buried. cracking for you on the weekend. You're riding for three now, aren't you?
You had a little chat to the baby bump this morning, which I thought was really cute.
Your mother is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, but she goes crazy from time to time.
Sounds like The Exorcist.
So obviously, like, I did that, and then she goes, can I record? And I said, okay, swear on the kid's life that you'll never post it. She's posted it, and now it's gone on national radio. So yes.
Will Anderson joined us with the return of Gruen and Soap.
I've had this ad where they were like, we don't even care which soap you use as long as you use soap. And I'm like, that is the most insincere line in the history of advertising. It's really just them saying, oh my God, we're back.
Newlywed Jim Jefferies joined us from LA.
I told my wife, I've got one more kid in me, but we got to do it before I'm 45. So we're starting to talk about all that type of stuff. He goes, well, if I have a daughter, I want to call her Sarah. I said, that's nice. I used to go out with a girl called Sarah.
That's the end of Sarah.
She goes, we're not calling our daughter after any girl you've ever slept with. So my daughter's going to be called Barry.
But the sound's still on everyone's mind this week.
I've seen you with your hair down.
With Steve Smith's reimagined version of Mitch Rosell's All I Need to See.
My new cowbell song. With your hair
down. And we were keen to hear what former Aussie skipper and cricketing great Steve Waugh made of this new Smith sound.
I've seen all I need to see.
You wouldn't have stood for that in the Australian cricket rooms, would you?
It's a work in progress, you know, he's got potential. I think Guy Sebastian's taking him on as a mentor, so he's probably got his work cut out there a bit. But,
yeah, they'd be fine with me, because I've seen all I need to see.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form. Go neds.com.au.
Caulfield Cup tomorrow, a big day at the Heath, a world-famous race. Mm. You want to be a part of it. Even if you can't go, you'll be in the action with your Neds app. Thank you, Nerds.
That's right.
Thank you, IT Nerds. It's a present. It's a gift. That's what I would be like if I was like a boffin. I wouldn't be trying to, you know.
It's actually that's
put
a great
satellite
idea.
Into space, or
couldn't think of any better boffinism for you to undertake.
I would mastermind a really good betting app.
Yeah. Well, they're sports enthusiasts at Neds. That's what they are. They're sports enthusiasts. They're statisticians. That's their thing.
I'd go further. I'd say sports nuts.
Yeah.
They are, which is the highest accolade I can give anyone who loves to follow sport. These guys are good. Mm. Designed of app. Taken all the hard work out of it so you can swan around the course or your house talking to your friends, knowing there's a fair chance you're on a bloody winner.
Yeah.
Super easy to download the app too. Even people like Mick Malloy can
do it.
Yes, you absolutely can. Don't have to boot up. It's already booted up.
Yeah.
All you do is, you go to the app store, bang, get Neds, bang, you're in.
And you just program what you want. You might say, you know, last start, has it won at the track. All the stuff for your form guide normally, you have to leaf through your form guide with your sunnies in one hand, your pen in another. It's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
A nightmare. This way, you'll have a Negroni in one hand, or a can of beer, and in the
Brick
other,
Lane.
Your app. That's right, and the other. Well, you could read me like a book. The app, as you carve out another winner, and it'll be a great day of racing.
Yeah,
better than the one recently in the UK. Is it, Dave?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is when things can go wrong. Neds can do a lot, but I don't think they can tip this.
Rare coincidence setting at the early pace. Leads by about three quarters of a length with Across the Tweed close up in second. The Good Guy is in third. And then to the very wide outside, Run Forest Run, who on the approach... he's taken the wrong course from Run Forest Run. He's jumped a steeplechase fence. So over the first flight of hurdles, the rest of them come. But that was a rather serious misjudgment there by Tom Scudamore, who has... got the feeling that he's in a steeplechase. Run Forest Run is out of the race from a very early stage.
He was looking for Jenny.
Yeah, that's right, Jenny.
Unless his trainer instructed him to do that. Because as I've played a horse trainer.
Oh, I've heard.
In films.
I saw you in a clip last night.
What do you mean?
Oh, really?
In what? I should get down to Caulfield tomorrow in character, and I'll be like you know how they have guests, they fly them in for the spring carnival.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. All the horsey types will be all over me. Oh my God!
There he is.
There he is, the trainer.
The trainer.
I just like
really?
A girl.
Ride like a girl.
Oh my God. All right, well done, Neds. Can't thank
you
enough.
Thank you, Neds.
Everyone have a great day tomorrow.
Yes, neds.com.au. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's another week done of Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy McMillan.
I'm off.
You
I'm off
are nervous.
The footy. I'm a little nervous.
Well,
it's a big occasion, you know what I
of
mean?
Of course yeah, it yeah. is. So
it's rare to get your team into a preliminary
final. I'm very
final.
Happy for you.
They're very hard well, to win these
I'm
things.
Happy.
But and we owe Port, you anyone listening in Adelaide.
Just be you, very careful yeah, be about good. All our Port listeners because they're geared up and they're wrapped.
I wish you good luck, but not too much luck.
What's your pre-match routine
what do you do tonight?
Probably 12 cans of
Brick yeah, responsibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I will go home. I'll drop in at Jimmy's. I'll pick up some takeaway.
Oh, yum.
I'll stock the fridge. I'll lay a blankie down on the couch.
Oh, if you ain't getting cozy. Back up.
I'll put all my remotes out, put them in order.
Have your phone charged?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah, phone charged, and then I'll start doing them like the fastest gun in the West. I'll start rehearsing.
Yep. Oh, man.
Be changing the channel and turning it up at the same time.
Oh, depends what'll happen in the
And
end.
Then waiting to see the Tigers. Such a big game.
Good luck to Melbourne Storm too.
Yeah, Melbourne Storm and the Raiders tonight as well.
No, we'll be good. Well done. And congratulations to everyone for getting these codes to the line. There was a time at the start of this year when we thought it wouldn't happen.
It really is amazing.
It's incredible.
They've done a great job.
And they did give us great joy during the year. So well done, lads.
Yeah, great job.
Come on,
next week. Big week ahead. Merrily Meadows, Merrick Watts, Sealer Pacola. Scott Darlow, Adam Rosenbach, Chris Brown, and Ivor Davies.
Oh, what the hell?
All right.
Wait for that.
Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you next week for a big week of Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.